Dvar Halacha Sunday night, Oyle Yud Beis Iyar.
Okay, so first of all, I want to give a little editorial, which I never ever do, but tonight maybe. You know, how many Sfiras HaOmer is like one siman in Shulchan Aruch, Dinei Sfiras HaOmer. And like, how many sfeikas in Halacha could there be already? But yet, you know, it's like infinity. So every piece of infinity is also infinite. So every area of Torah that you delve into, no matter how finite it seems and how not complicated it seems, but there's all sorts of sfeikas, and the more you go into it, the more you delve into it, the more you see it is. So people who tackle Issa v'Heter, where's Rav Chanan? Where is he? People who tackle such a dinyan with such a Rebbe like Rav Chanan or the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidius or Rav Safar or anything, Shmaitza, it's really, it's everything is umayin amizgaber. Anyway, tonight there's a suffix that comes up. Maybe it's not so nogeya on most people. It was nogeya on me in my lifetime. It can be nogeya on many children, and that's if you become a gadol during Sfiras HaOmer. So what do you do if you become a gadol during Sfiras HaOmer? There's a strong tzad in the poskim that after the bar mitzvah he has to count the rest of the days without a bracha. Why? Because if we assume that if we assume that you miss a day, then you can't count with a bracha any longer. We're machmer like that shita, even though it's rather shitas yochid, but we're machmer like it. So then, this katan, in effect, missed a day. This gadol, this now gadol, missed a day. The previous days of Sfira when he was only a katan. So that gets us into all sorts of shilas, which is Sfiras HaOmer d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Maybe if it's d'rabbanan, so he was doing a d'rabbanan up till now also, so now it's also d'rabbanan. On the other hand, if those of you who are familiar with the concept called trei d'rabbanan versus one d'rabbanan, there might be a difference about trei d'rabbanan and one d'rabbanan. And some of you might be familiar with the same question that was at Pesach Sheni, and there's a Rambam, and Rav Chaim, and some say, some want to apply a similar type svara to Rav Chaim, which is that by Karban Pesach, Rav Chaim says, even if he's not mechuyev to bring the Karban Pesach, but if the Karban was shechted on him, so he had a Karban Pesach shechted for him, the cotton, and there's no need for him to bring a Pesach Sheni, because he was Yaitse Yidei Chayev's Karban, even if he didn't do the mitzvah. That's a very simplistic way of saying it, so that's all, but that's how I'm saying it. But maybe by Sfiras HaOmer I saw a svara that it's for Tmimos. You know, even if he wasn't Yotzei the mitzvah, let's say it's the Oraisa Sfiras HaOmer, and until now he was only the Rabbanon, so he said, oh, he missed a day, because on a Oraisa level he didn't count the first few days, whatever it is. But we say no, but it's not a chisaron of Tmimos, even according to that Shita, because since he for counted, even though he didn't do the mitzvah of counting, but you can't call it a lack of Tmimos if he actually counted Sfiras HaOmer. So the maskana is that the common minug is that the katan, the gadol, a katan that becomes a gadol during Sfiras HaOmer makes a bracha. That's the common minug, although there are contemporary poskim who say he should hear the bracha from someone else, machmir, but certainly the common custom is that he does make the bracha. And again, there's a whole bunch of svaras that would be possible, and I've mentioned some of them. Tonight's Kenyan Torah, I wanted to skip. I don't want to say the next one, because it's very passé nowadays. It's called Emunas Chachamim, and it's very passé because we have, everybody is their own blog writer, and everybody has a shita, and everybody has their own opinions about things. So I'll just say that it's a Kenyan of Torah. If you are not ready to be Makabel, if you're not ready to be Makabel, that you don't know everything. If you're not ready to accept the fact that you don't know everything, and you have what to learn from others, and there's others that know more and are more experienced, and even if it's hashkafa rishona, you think they're wrong, whether it's chachamim, gedolim, rabbonim, yochevrusa, right? So it's going to lack in Kenyan Torah. And Amudus Chachamim, in a broader sense, certainly it's Pshuto Kamashmo also, but in a broader sense, it's a sort of self It's very ego. It's saying that be open to the idea that you're not, you don't know everything you think you know, and there's people older and wiser than you, and that will memela be a kinyan Torah because you'll be able to work on bakoshas emes, which is really what learning is all about, and thus you'll be able to be kona Torah.